John, it was my 10-year high school reunion, and so John went to Bamber. And the family knew we were getting serious.
What did your family think of him?
They thought he was great. They were actually very surprised at how down to earth he was. Bringing in this white guy, this guy who's 12 years older than me, they're not knowing what to expect. And just from everyone, from my cousins to my aunts, my dad loved him instantly. They are like freaking frat, the two of them. But it was just, they were just very pleased at how just comfortable he was around them, and how just comfortable he made them feel, and how nice he was. And so we had dinner. So my auntie Ethel wanted to have like this kind of special family dinner just so that he could get to know them. And so we had this great dinner in Bamberg, and then we went to my high school reunion. And then he drove me back to Columbia, because I was living in Columbia, South Carolina, and I was now working at the South Carolina Department of Education. And he said, let's stop. Because it's December, so it's Christmas, and you know, we've got the State House and this beautiful big Christmas tree, and of course the Confederate flag is up there, and we he stops the car and he's like walking up there, and he turns me around so that my back is facing the Confederate flag. Yes.
Good move.
Yes, we were keeping that out of the shot, so to speak.
You know. And he gets down on one knee and he pops out the ring and he tells me that I am like this sparkly diamond, and that if I marry him, he will spend the rest of his life creating the setting where I can shine.